gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel out of Austin, Texas, with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week. We boogie back to Texas with music from Texas musicians on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. As we start the second century of Boogie Back, we conclude our look back at the first 99 shows with the best of the last, or the last of the best. I selected 50 songs from the 1,300 plus that I played in 2 years or so, somewhere around there, of the show, and this one tonight wraps up the best of the series, and we have an interesting mix set up for you tonight. Let's start off with a couple of songs that they're about how some people view life as a game, and sometimes that game isn't really fair. And we're going to start off with a little known, unfortunately, songwriter and performer who was out of Fort Worth, and Jerry Lynn Williams and his song "Just How You Play the Game."
See hearts like flowers trying to unfold. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. And I just don't want no deck is stacked against you. Life's a losing hand. Even when you think you're up, you're right back down again. Either way you play it, the house is gonna win. It's hard being little, it's hard being small. Make it up that mountain, you're standing big and tall. Well, the trouble with the mountain, there's a million ways to fall. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. Don't want no more.
Leanne Womack with her rather pessimistic look at life when she's really down. The song, All the Trouble, and that came from the 2017 album, The Lonely, the Lonesome, and the Gone. She was born in Jacksonville, Tennessee, or Texas, I'm sorry, in East Texas. She had an early interest in country music because her father was a disc jockey, and he used to ask her to pick some of the songs for him. Her own music was really country-oriented and really successful, with 4 gold records, 11 country music awards, and a Grammy. The most recent album is really In That Country, and it's one of my favorite albums that I've heard this last year or two. Before Leanne, we heard Jerry Lynn Williams on guitar and vocals, and Just How You Play the Game from his album The Peacemaker, which is a somewhat difficult album to find, but really well worth the effort. And joining Jerry Lynn on that cut was Stevie Ray Vaughan on lead guitar. Nicky Hopkins was on piano, and Marty Gleb on organ. Eric Clapton plays on 3 other cuts on the album, and Jerry Lynn was known as the Song Doctor, as a whole bunch of artists, including Clapton, would come to him with ideas or partially finished songs, and he would fix them. He wrote Running on Faith, which Clapton made a hit out of, and Giving It Up for Your Love, that Delbert McClinton and Bonnie Raitt had huge hits with. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Teeing up these great music for you. Thanks for listening. One more set about how the game can sometimes throw you off, throw you a curb of some kind, and the result is really not what you want it to be. We lead off with James McMurtry complaining about the 60 acres that his less-than-wonderful grandmother left to him, especially compared to the peace left to others. Here's James McMurtry with 60 Acres recorded live.
Let's forget the protocol here. Got to let it hang down around my knees a la Cro-Magnon. Cro-Magnon rock and roll groove here. Turned off the TV, sat down to dinner. Phone rang, we were saying grace. Grandma died, left us 60 acres, the last of the old home place. Up on the cap rock, what am I supposed to do with that? Uncle Clark got an 8-wheel tractor, plowed under nothing flat. We could plant some maize, we could plant some cotton, plant some oats just to see if they grow. But I don't like farming, can't take the hours, can't take a life, it goes so slow. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Right back at you, hope that'll do you. Don't look at me like there's something I shouldn't have said, just 'cause that old bird's dead. He got the good land right on the highway out by Air Base Road. Looks like a Walmart waiting to happen. I mean to tell you, it's a pot of gold. It's in the city limits, zoned commercial, city water and a sewer line. What with the base expanding from consolidation, it's worth a fortune and it ought to be mine. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Right back at you. Don't she look natural? Don't look at me like there's something growing out of my head. cause that old bird's dead.
You're walking on the ceiling and you party like you're 8 feet tall. You say working's for the birds, chasing dreams in mini skirts. From here everything seems small. Then 30s come around and you finally feel the ground. Look around and maybe start planning for what the future holds. And though you're far from old, you moisturize and spend less time tanning. You're hanging over, but you're hanging in. You're starting to look like all of your friends. Conversations turning from rock and roll to kids and politics and how much money you owe. Got bags under your eyes, bigger hips and bigger thighs. You got places that you can't even itch. You can nip it, tuck it, squeeze it, but you're never gonna beat it, cause gravity's a bitch.
Miranda Lambert, making clear that the game is rigged against all of us in the form of gravity. That came from her 2014 album called Platinum. She was born in the East Texas town of Longview, raised not far from Longview in Linden, Texas, and she got her start at a music review in Arlington, Texas, the same talent show that launched the career of Leanne Rimes. And her first album, Kerosene, started out number one on the Billboard Top Country charts and went platinum. And all of her albums since then have been really successful. She also has a love of animals. She opened a foundation called Mutt Nation, which focuses on rescue animals and shelters. She also opened Redemption Ranch, an animal shelter in Oklahoma. Before Miranda, we heard James McMurtry out of Austin, Texas, on vocals and guitar, and 60 Acres. That was recorded live on August 31st, 1997. You heard Ronnie Johnson on bass and Brian Sebastian on drums, and that came from a compilation album called Live Set on Air Volume 4 that was put out by KUT 90.5 FM, the public radio station in Austin. Regular listeners to Boogie Back know that James is the son of novelist Larry McMurtry, and in addition to his music, James has acted in the movies Daisy Miller and Lonesome Dove that his dad wrote and did the screenplay for. His dad gave him his first guitar at age 7, and his mom, an English professor, taught him how to play it. And I think his way with words, if you listen to a bunch of his songs, it's right up there with Guy Clark. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, the next set consists of two songs that I just like a bunch, and I don't know that they fit in very well with the other themes that we've got going on tonight. So we're going to play them. We lead off with Sean Colvin's outstanding cover of a great song by Tom Waits called Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night.
Long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
When it's over, so they'll say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know. Shining down like water.
I want to know, have you ever seen
coming down on a sunny day. Yesterday and days before, the sun is cold, rain is hard, and I know it's been that way for all my time.
Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know it can't stop, I wonder.
I wanna know, have you ever seen?
Coming down on a sunny day.
Willie Nelson and his daughter Paula with the John Fogerty song, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And that came from his All the Girls album released in 2013. You probably know a lot about Willie, but not much about Paula. Her mother is Connie Koepke, and she was born in Houston while Willie was married to Shirley Collie Nelson. And Shirley divorced Willie when he heard about the child, and he and Willie then married Connie. They later divorced after they had another child. And as a child, Paula often went on tour with Willie. And after standing rehab as a teenager after she moved to Austin, she released a few albums. And she has been and is, I think, a DJ on a few radio stations, including Sirius on Willie's show. She also is a car racing fan and an occasional stunt driver for the TV show Friday Night Lights. We opened with Sean Colvin and her guitar with the Tom Waits song Looking for the Hardest Saturday Night. And that came from Sean's Cover Girl album released in 1994, recorded live at The Bottom Line. She said she learned that song when she lived in Berkeley in 1979 off of Tom Waits' album of the same name, Looking at the Hardest Saturday Night. Sean lives in Austin, of course, and she's been there quite a few decades. Next up are a couple of female artists who, shall we say, look a bit askance at the antics of a couple of specific men. We are going to lead it off with Angela Straley and Big Town Playboy Live.
Thank you. Kim Wilson.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high.
Big Mama Thornton, singer, harp player, drummer. Song was Hound Dog, of course. She was born in Alabama. She started singing there, but her career didn't take off until she moved to Houston way back in 1948. She was signed by Peacock Records, and she recorded Hound Dog in 1952. And interestingly, songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller were there in the recording studio, and Lieber kind of demonstrated the style that he envisioned with that song. Johnny Otis, who was another Peacock artist, he played the drums on that recording, and it became a number one R&B record. But Big Mama didn't make any money off of that one just because of copyright problems and her being ignorant about the business, unfortunately. Before Big Mama, we heard Angela Straley live on Austin City Limits. She was joined by W.C. Clark on the bass, Jimmy Vaughn on rhythm, and Kim Wilson, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, on harp, and Denny Freeman on guitar. Played with her an awful lot. That song was also on her debut album, which is called Soul Shake, released in 1987 on Antone's Records. She was born in Lubbock, and she learned to play the harp and bass before becoming a singer. And she ultimately moved to Austin, and along with playing music, she became stage manager and sound technician at Antone's in Austin. She got quite a few albums out, and she continues to tour, and boy, she's a lot of fun to watch, too. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are spinning some tunes from Texas artists and getting into a little blues thing right about now. Well, we just heard a couple of pretty powerful female artists, so I guess we might as well follow up with two more. We're going to lead off with a singer, songwriter, and guitar player extraordinaire, Sue Foley, and her pink paisley Fender Telecaster and Fool's Gold. And she's joined by another rather good guitar player. See if you recognize the guitar style and or the harp and or the voice. I'll bet you do. Here's Sue Foley and Fool's Gold on The Voice of Vashon.
Shine so bright in the ground.
just a dream that you hold. Yeah, it's fool's gold.
Diamond rings, fancy things, got you living like a king. It's fool's gold. Yeah, it's fool's gold. Just a dream that you hold. It's fool's gold.
Such a treasure, such a pleasure.
Dream that you hold is fool's gold.
made your move too soon.
Ernestine Anderson from Houston, Texas, and Never Make Your Move Too Soon. She had a career of about 60 years. She recorded over 30 albums, and she grew up listening to blues and gospel, as many people did. Her family moved to Seattle when she was 16. She went to Garfield High School right here in Seattle, and one of her early gigs was with a band that included Quincy Jones on the trumpet and a young Ray Charles on keyboards. And they performed regularly in jazz clubs down on Jackson Street in Seattle. When she was 18, she left Seattle to tour with Johnny Otis, who I mentioned earlier in connection with Big Mama Thornton. And later, she toured with Lionel Hampton's orchestra. And like many, she had ups and downs her career. And she died in Shoreline just a couple years ago. Before Ernestine, we heard Sue Foley. And she was joined, of course, by Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. And the song was Fool's Gold album. It's called The Ice Queen. She was born in Canada, but she moved to Austin. And when she was 21, and she recorded for Antone's label for a while, like Angela Straley and many others did, she's got about 15 albums out, and she's won a number of international blues awards, including 17 of them in Canada. She is quite the singer and player. We're playing the blues and more on Boogie Back to Texas tonight. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all our supporters. You know, we often think of a guitar as taking the lead solo in music these days, and, well, for the last, ever since Lonnie Mack kind of raised the bar back in 63. But that isn't always the case, as these next two songs are going to show. First up, in this alternative lead set, we turn to a master harp player by the name of James Cotton, and we're going to feature Kenny Neal on vocals and their recognition of the power of gossip. Here he is with Don't Start Me Talkin'.
Going down the road, stop at Fannie Mae. Don't tell Fannie what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't start me to talk. Tell everything I know. Gonna break up to signify somebody got to go. I went downtown, go to the supermarket. Walking down the street, Joe began to stop. He knocked her down and blackened her eye. She went back home and told her husband a lie. Don't start me to talk. Tell everything I know. Gonna break up this signify. Somebody got to go. Oh, wanted some money to go to the beauty shop. He honked his horn, she began to stop. She said, take me, daddy, around the block. Go to the beauty shop to get my hair chopped. Don't stop me to talk. Tell everything I know. Gonna break up the signifier. Somebody got to go. Don't start me. Tell everything I know. Don't start me. Tell everything I know. Stop this signifier. Somebody got to go. Talking, tell everything I know. So I'm gonna break up and signify somebody got to go.
James Cotton on harp and Kenny Neal on vocals with "Don't Start Me Talking." James had a pretty interesting career. He, growing up, he was mentored by Sonny Boy Williamson II, the legendary harp player, and he started out playing harp in Howlin' Wolf's band. Then he was recruited by Muddy Waters to join his band, stayed with him for about a decade. Then he formed his own band and joined with Otis Spann on piano, and he played with a whole bunch of folks, including Greg Allman, Ruthie Foster, Delbert McClinton, and a whole bunch more. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are going out the door, Boogie Back to Texas, but before we do that, let me just mention a book that I heard mentioned earlier on The Voice of Vashon a couple days ago on Brown Briefly, and one that I'm reading right now, and it's fascinating, even though it is about Texas. It's called God Save Texas. Lawrence Wright is the author, and if you are inclined to learn a little bit more about what that state is about, its good points and its bad points, told unvarnishedly, if that's a word, you got to check that book out. I don't want to turn this into an Oprah thing or anything, but it's a really good book. So we're going to go out the door with two really good guys, Calvin Owens from Houston on trumpet and vocals, and he's going to be joined by B.B. King on guitar. The song is "Don't You Want a Man Like Me," and it came from the album True Blue, and B.B. gave Calvin that name for a long time work and loyalty for B.B., and for many years, Calvin was musical director with B.B.'s various touring bands as well as playing trumpet with him. He also had his own bands and orchestras, and he was quite the innovator, especially with the trumpet. So here's Calvin Owens and B.B. King and "Don't You Want a Man Like Me" on The Voice of Vashon. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Your miseries.